a new series called Witnessing Acts. I hope that you can be proud of this. And about all of a sudden, as a they found how much today she thought of it. They must be drinking new wine. their own understanding about culture to explain it.
是用这些人所能明白的他们自己的文化来认识来教导。
Bible, when you look at your Bible, what you'll he responds, he quotes three different places in the Old Testament. He says, basically, don't be surprised.
基本上就是说我好奇啊。相信的旧约里面这些先知，像约珥，他之前就已经所说的话嘛。这些人并不是被新酒灌满，因为有一些事情临到了这些人身上。
然后他说：“我们都是那些耶稣基督复活的见证人。”33。
在32节跟33节的地方是他是说的，他说这不是一个假设，不是一个理论，而是一个事实，让你们自己。
哎，我。让我就我过去所说的，我今天再说一次，我们的信仰是不仅是如此，它总是由我们的认识、我们的心智开始的。Give you a few texts 让我再用几段的经文来解释。
罗马书第。
罗马书第6:17。Which you were committed.
他说：“感谢神，因为你们从前虽然做了罪的奴仆，现今却从心里顺服了所传给你们道理的模范。”
所以这个地方就是说，当我们信主的时候，我们是知道了一个标准的信仰的规范，而它是需要我们的心智去理解的。我要你们了解的是，当彼得这样子宣讲的时候，他是在引用到了那些犹太人他们的一些核心信仰。他首先讲到是这些人对于圣灵的认识。第二个是讲到他们对于复活的认识。
And lastly, he engages the understanding of who the Messiah was.
所以接下来第三是关于他们对弥赛亚的认识。
So, in the...
所以当我们论到他们对圣灵的认识的时候，他说到底现在所发生的事情是什么意思呢？
It's the work of the Holy Spirit.
他说这是圣灵的工作。
God is revealing himself in his people today.
圣灵在今天向他的百姓显启示了。
Okay, I'll preach from here. I'll turn it off. I'll preach from here. Both of us? Alright, just leave yours on. I will go from here. This is good? I think I turned mine off. Okay, I turned it off. Okay. Second point is the understanding of the resurrection.
其次就是对于复活的一个认识。
Their definition of the resurrection
was that it was something that would happen at the very end of time for everyone.
他们对复活的认识是，在末时的时候，所有的人都会一起复活。
And lastly, what he challenges is the understanding of the Messiah, which is again, it's about the greatest King David.
第三是挑战他们对于这个弥赛亚的一个认识。他们认为弥赛亚是大卫后裔之后的一个伟大的王。
And he said, "Hey, look, David is still dead. He never came back."
他说，你看，大卫其实死了，如今还没有复活。
So they're waiting for their Messiah.
所以他们仍然在等待那个弥赛亚。
And I'll show you guys how he reveals that next. But what I want to point out today is the first thing that Peter does here is he challenges their mind.
所以我要你们先看到的是彼得是先对他们的心智的关于一些的认识上的一个挑战。
And if you ever had to share your faith,
如果你需要向人这个分享你的信仰的时候
I think this is a problem a lot of young Christians tend to make mistakes of.
很多时候年轻的基督徒常在这样的事情上犯了一个错误。
We like to start from our understanding and our assumptions.
我们喜欢用我们自己的认识跟我们自己的一个假设作为前开始。
But what we should be starting with is to begin in other people's understanding.
所以我们应该要试着从别人对这件事情的认识作为一个起点。
You have to find new ways to share and talk about God.
你要试着寻求一些新的方式来跟别人来谈论神。
You cannot expect others.To understand you as long as you remain where you are comfortable.
你没有办法让别人明白，如果你老是只是想在你自己的这个觉得容易的这个范围当中继续活在里面。
Some of you here are engineers.
你们当中有许多人是工程师。
Perhaps some of you are computer programmers.
有些人你们可能是写这个软件的。
When you talk in your work jargon at everybody else.当
你用你这个工作上的术语跟其他人在讲的时候，其他人恐怕也没办法明白你所说的。
You have to think of new ways to talk to them.
你要试着用不同的新的方法来让别人明白。
To explain what you understand that's easy that comes to you easily in their language.
你要用他们的语言使他们容易的明白你所要讲的话。
And I call this the willingness to lose home court advantage.
我习惯的说法就是你要学习让自己放弃自己这个所处的专业范围的一个优势。
I'm a big basketball fan.
我是一个这个篮球迷。
I know Chris here is a Warriors fan.
这个我知道 Chris 在我们当中他也是一个。
Okay, thank you.
是一个这个 Warrior 这个的球迷。
And they're doing really good. They're undefeated at home right now.
他们现在在他们自己的本地的这个球赛当中还没输过。
And they're potentially chasing history.
也许是会改变历史的。
Of their record, it might be the best record in NBA.
可能是在他们的这个自己的球队历史里面来讲是创下历史记录的。
I'm not too worried when they're not playing at home.
我对他们自己在自己的本地的球场。这个比赛的时候，我并不担心。
Because when you're at the Warriors Stadium, it's crazy loud.
如果你在这个他们自己的球场，这个他们的群众是非常的疯狂热烈的。
It's almost like an extra advantage.
他们就有一个特别的优势。
But when you're away from the home court, when you're at another team's stadium, it's scary.
但是如果你去了别人别的队的他们的球场的时候，你就知道其实是会让你心生恐惧。
Because You're not in your comfort zone.
因为你并不是在你自己的习惯的环境当中。
You don't get to feed off the people that love you the most.
你没有办法从那些热爱你的群众当中得到那个战斗的力量。
And Christians, we are exactly the same.
我们基督徒有时候也是如此的。
We invite people to come to church.
我们邀请别人到教会里面来。
Come to CCF Friday Night Fellowship.
到这个 CCF 礼拜五的这个团契里面来。
That's a good thing.Home court advantage.
这个是好的事情，因为你就有了这个主场优势。
But the problem is, are we in their home court?
但是问题是，如果我们到了他们的 这个球场的时候，又如何呢？
And, I have a really good historical example. I don't know if you know the famous missionary Hudson Taylor.
我有一个例子啊，这个不晓得你们知不知道，这个宣教士戴德生。
Yeah, in China, he's pretty. He's done some amazing missionary work.
在中国的时候，哈、啊，他做了很好的这个宣教工作，效果一直延续到今天。
But before he had come to China, the missionaries that came before him had great difficulty sharing the gospel.
但是在他之前，有许多的这个宣教士也到中国，但是他们向中国人传福音的时候，碰到许多的困难。
And one of my favorite things about his story is when he got to China, what did he start to do?
我很喜欢他的故事里面讲到说，他到了中国的时候，你知道他做了什么事
？He started to change the way he dressed, the way he eats. He learned how to speak Chinese.
所以他就改变了自己的穿着，他改变了自己的饮食的习惯，也开始学中文。
And he tried to encourage the people within the community to become the leaders of the church.
然后他就鼓励在这些中国人当中开始有自己的这个基督徒的领袖。
You see, the missionaries before him, they would always dress their way, do it their way. They would never try to learn the way of the community.
所以你看那些以前的那些宣教士，他们就照着自己的方式穿着原来的衣服来向中国人传福音。
And the problem is this.
这样子的问题是什么？
When I spend time with people in our church and elsewhere, Christians and non-Christians.
当我看我们当中的基督徒或其他地方的基督徒一起相处的时候
，because we're all imperfect people, there's always conflict.
所以因为我们都是不完全的人，所以我们总是会有一些冲突。
And often the conflict is due to one, well, major easy reason is miscommunication.
其中有一个最常见的一个问题就是这个沟通不良。
And that happens because we fail to understand the other person from their history, their life experience, their world.
当我们有这样情形出现的时候，他经常的问题都是因为我们不了解对方的历史及他的一些背景。
And when we start to understand their story, it makes us empathize with the story.
当我们明白这个人的背景故事的时候，让我们可以对他的背景有一个同理心。
It allows us to talk to them through their understanding about God.
这也就使我们能够透过他们的方式来向他们宣讲神。
So here's my first thing. When you engage the mind, God is a creator that is very creative.
所以当我们首先我们当我们向别人传福音的时候，我们要记得上帝是这个创造者，所以他是非常有创造力的。
And if he is a creativeGod that he is, that he has created us to be creative in how we share the gospel.
所以他创造了我们，也给了我们这样子的创造力来看别人来沟通。
So part of being a pastor, when you talk, you hear always the pastors that come up and share. They always have very creative ways to tell you about Jesus.
所以如果你看这些传道人，他们总是试着用不同有创意的方法来将上帝介绍给这个大家。
It's because they're giving up home court advantage.
因为他们放弃了他们自己的主场的优势。
Okay, so my first point today is we need to engage the mind creatively with the gospel in people's languages.
所以第一点我要讲的就是我们要能够用与别人的心智，用我们的心智与别人的心智能够对谈，并且使用他们的背景，透过他们的背景来让他们明白我们所宣讲。
And a lot of our reasons for arguing with people is because we want to beat them.
很多的时候我们和别人在争论这些事情，我们的问题就是因为我们一直想要赢过对方。
But we didn't try to understand the person.
而却没有试着去明白对方。
So my approach to evangelism sharing God is very slow, very steady.
所以我们的我的传福音的方法是稳定，但是是缓慢的。
And people are like, why are you so slow? Why don't you just bash the gospel into them?
有些人说你为什么传福音这么缓慢？你为什么不直截了当的就把福音讲明就好了
？And I would say, well, I think sometimes you do need to be very direct.
当然有时候我们是需要很直接的直白的宣讲。
But I don't plan to leave them after I share the gospel with them.
但是我也不会在这样子讲完以后就跟他们这个分道扬镳。
I want to build a relationship.
我要和他们建立起一个关系。
Trust.
一个互信的关系。
So we try to understand their story.
所以就借着我们试着认识对方的生命的故事开始。
But if you just stop there and you don't say any more about God, then you didn't do the right job.
但是如果你也只是停留在这里却没有讲到、啊、关于神，那么你也还没有做到这个该做的。
Because of what Peter does today is the next point.
所以彼得他今天所做的，他还做了另外一件事情。
He shares the grace.
他就跟他们分享这个恩典的故事。
Everything that Peter tries to say today and reason about is about one person.
所以彼得今天在这个讲论里面，他所要讲的是关乎一个人
，Jesus Christ，
就是耶稣基督。
Here, when he talks about understanding the Holy Spirit,
他在这个地方讲到啊、认识啊、圣灵的时候
，He says, basically, Jesus Christ makes this possible.
他是讲到耶稣基督使得圣灵是成为可能的。
And then, when it comes to the resurrection,
当你讲到耶稣基督的复活的时候
，Jesus Christ is the only person that's ever resurrected singularly, not the whole community, just one person.
耶稣基督是这个整个的。这个世界里面唯一的一个这样子的例子。
Because they thought it was for everybody. One day it would happen at the end of time.
因为他们原来想是在末世的时候啊、有所有的人都要一起的复活。
You're still waiting for a Messiah, Jewish people?
你们犹太人仍然还在等待那个弥赛亚吗
？Well, Jesus Christ, he died and he rose again.
耶稣基督他死了，而且又复活了。
You see David's tomb. He hasn't come out of the tomb.
但是你如果看、这个大卫，他坟墓还在那个地方，他也没有复活。
And what I want to point out to you is, if you read throughout the New Testament,
所以啊、要告诉你们说，当你们看了整本新约的时候
，all the authors of the New Testament talk and point to Jesus Christ.
这些的新约的作者都指向耶稣基督。
That everything you saw in the Old Testament as well.
即使啊、旧约也是如此。
It's about God, but through Jesus Christ.
但是是虽然是讲到神，却是透过耶稣基督。
Paul,
保罗
shares, I think it's in Romans.
保罗在罗马书里面。
He says, Jesus is the best Adam.
他说这个耶稣基督是啊、那个末后的亚当是最好的亚当。
Because the first Adam failed.
因为起初的这个亚当啊、他犯罪失败了。
Right, Jesus is the second Adam, but he's better, greater.
这个耶稣基督他是幕后的亚当，他是更好的亚当。
Peter here says what? David's great.
而彼得他怎么说呢？大卫的确是很好。
But Jesus is greater than David.
但是耶稣基督却比大卫更好。
Even the author of Hebrews.
也包括这个希伯来书的作者。
And that one has a lot of Jesus greater than everything. Jesus is greater than Moses.
在里面他讲到耶稣基督怎么样好过其他人，他讲到耶稣基督好过这个摩西。
Jesus is the greatest priest.
耶稣基督是最好的大祭司。
Jesus is the greatest sacrifice.
耶稣基督是最好的祭物。
And often, what we or people normally worship is the heroes of our lives, men and women that have done great things.
我们世人喜欢啊、崇拜这些我们生命里面的那些的英雄的人物。
And Peter, what he says here.
保罗彼得在这个地方他说的是
What the New Testament always points out
在新约里面也都是这样子的说到
is our true hero has to be Jesus Christ
那个真正的英雄必须是一定是耶稣基督自己
Okay, I use this illustration most of you will not understand it but next slide
我用了这样的一个比喻我想大部分人可能都不了解
next one I don't know if you guys know this guy.
我不晓得你知不知道这个人。
His name is Cam Newton. He's the quarterback of the Carolina Panthers.
他叫 Cam Newton. 他是某一个一个球队。
Yeah,
他是一个哦，他是一个这个四分卫的这个有一个球队的四分卫。
Yeah. And they had one of the best seasons in a long time.
他们啊、这个总算有一次，这个是他们那一季里面表现最好的一季。
They got to the Super Bowl.
他们一直打到这个、冠军的决赛，但是他们输了。
And the reason I posted this is because this picture is from an article about what happens after he loses.
我最举这个例子是因为这个照片是照到他们这个打败了以后的一次的这个情形。
Maybe one of you guys here like, okay.
大部分人可能不无所谓，这人到底是谁？他。
If you're into football.
如果你是喜欢美式足球的话，这个人是很厉害的。 他是许多年轻人心目中的英雄。
And during this interview,
在这个访谈当中访问他的时候，你听他讲好像他输的这个心不甘情愿很蛮有这个酸葡萄的味道。
The true explanation is he hears the other interviewers, the victory, the team that win the interview, he can hear it and he's upset.
他其实是非常的生气，因为他听到了那个赢的球队的访谈的那个他们的这个记录这个影片。
So in the middle of the interview, he gets really frustrated. He sticks out his bike and walks off.
所以他在讲话讲到一半的时候，他非常的气，他们就把那个这个就终止了这个访谈就离开了。他虽然很有礼貌的离开，但是所有的人的评论都对他非常的负面。所以很多人在包括在这个脸书上都批评他访问到一半离开这件事情。
Why do I share this?
但是我为什么分享这个故事呢？
Because when man, when us, when people worship people like him, man.
当我们去崇拜一个像这样子的英雄的时候，我们一定总有一天要失望。
Because you are worshiping what is finite.
因为你是去崇拜一个有限的人。
Go through the scriptures.
如果你去看圣经里面各样的记载。
I see so many people that seem amazing, have great potential, and they always fail.
我们看到。圣经记载很多的人物是蛮有这个前途，但是却到后来令人失望。
But when man truly gives their heart to worship God,
但是当我们真的全心的来敬拜神的时候，
you will never be disappointed.
你绝对不会对神失望。
Because what you place your value in is the infinite.
因为你把价值建立在那个无限者的身上。
You see, when we readThink about it. What are we sharing today? What are we sharing today?
你想想看，我们今天到底跟人家分享什么呢？
It's easy just to read the Bible as a book about instructions of how to live your life before you die.
如果我们把圣经宣讲为你在死前你该做些什么事情的话，其实是比较容易。
So a lot of you here.
所以你们当中许多人在这里。
I'm gonna say this pretty harsh.
也许我会讲的比较严厉一点。
You guys, this is how you live.
这个就是我们过生活的方法。
Nothing wrong with living by the Bible.
我们试着照圣经的方法过日子是没有问题的。
But if it's all about rightful living,
但是如果我们所想的只是过一个准正让正有公义的生活的话，
then your peace is resting on your work, not on the grace of God.
你心中的平安是建立在你自己的工作上面，而不是在恩典上。
Man cannot affect their own salvation.
人并不能够带来自己的救恩。
Only God can save you.
也只有神可以来拯救。
And He has done so through His Son Jesus Christ.
他借着耶稣基督完成了这个救恩。
So the Bible is an expression. It talks about His grace.
所以圣经就借着用恩典这个词来描述这个救恩。
It focuses on Christ.
那个焦点是在耶稣基督自己身上。
How we are to respond and to live.
然后接下来是我们怎么样来回应这样子的恩典来过我们的生活。
And what I want you to see in verse 23 to 24.
所以我要你们看的是在经文的第23节、24节。
Peter says these words.
彼得他这样子说。23节、24节他说他既按着神的定旨先见被交与人，你们就借着无法之人的手把他钉在十字架上杀了，神却将死的痛苦解释了，叫他复活，因为他原不能被死拘禁。
This is God's plan from the beginning.
这是上帝自创世以来已经预定好的计划。
You are saved by what God has done, by what Jesus has accomplished on the cross through His resurrection.
我们是因为耶稣基督的死而被救赎。
Jesus Christ, He lived the life that we all should have lived.
耶稣基督他过了一个我们人本来应该过的日子。
Jesus Christ death that we all should have deserved to die.
而耶稣基督为我们本来是我们该应当承受死亡的刑罚，他却为我们而死。
No other person can save you but Jesus.
除了耶稣基督以外，没有人能够救赎你。
So what I'm saying is this: you engage the mind and you share about the greatest hero, Jesus Christ.
所以我们第一要这个使用心智，第二我们要向人宣讲这个耶稣基督救恩。
This is the hardest part.
那这是最困难的地方。
That's why you have to be creative.
所以你必须能很有创意的来宣讲。
What do you love to do?
你喜欢做的事情。
If you know how to do it well, did you ever ask yourself, how can I tell people about Jesus through my passions?
我不想你们有没有想过，我怎么样才能够啊？让我们热诚的这个讲述这个耶稣基督能够让别人也能明白。
I make it a game. I make it a game. I make a practice.
You make a game
out of it.
我就这个创造了一个这个游戏。
Yeah, like a practice, like a sport.
好像一个运动的游戏一样。
So for example,
比方说
，I'm working out.
我去健身。
Then I'm thinking, how can I share Jesus through my workout?
所以我就想说，那我怎么样能够透过健身来宣讲耶稣基督呢？
When I drink coffee,
当我在喝咖啡的时候，
How does that tie to the gospel?
这个能够和福音有什么关联？
I'll tell you, I have some great illustrations.
我可以告诉你，这中间有很好的可以讲的。
Because it's about Jesus.
因为是关乎耶稣基督。
It's not about me.
不，因为跟我是其实是无关。
And so this is the reason why I do Hello Cafe.
所以这是为什么我这个。举行这样子 Hello Cafe 的这样子的一个
a lot of the students that come,
因为很多学生会来
as I make them coffee,
我就为他们煮咖啡
I use it to talk about God.
用这个咖啡来跟他们讲到神
It's not just intellectually attacking them, approaching them It's about engaging their heart and telling them the gospel of Jesus Christ
不但是在心智上要能够与他们引起他们的注意而且在他们的心灵的层面上要能够让我们能够跟他们讲关于耶稣基督的恩典。
So what happens when you hear the gospel?
所以当我们听到了这个福音以后，又如何呢
？You don't just say, "Oh, I believe."
你不会就说我相信了。
It fills your heart with a desire to change.
你会心里面有一种的感受，希望自己能被改变。
That's why I titled the last lecture "Wreck the Heart."
所以我接下来的题目就是怎么样破碎我们的心。
Because for transformation to happen, it has to fill your desire. It has to change your heart.
所以当如果我们希望生命能有改变，它必须让我们的心能够先被改变。
When you read verse 37,
如果你们看三十七节的话，三十七节它是这样说：众人听见这话，觉得扎心，就对彼得和其余的使徒说：“弟兄们，我们当怎样行？”
They weren't just like, "Oh, I heard something. That's nice."
他们并不说，我们现在听到这个福音啊，讲得很好。
The message stabbed them in the heart.
那样子的信息对他们来讲是扎心的一个信息。
They realized this is about them. They need to do something.
他们知道那个信息是对他们而讲的，所以他们必须有一些反应。
Now, I want you to look at verse 22 to 23.
如果你们看23、24节
，Peter is not afraid to point this out to them.
他保彼得。非常大胆地指出这样子的事实。
He says,
他说
，basically says, you knew about this.
他说你们知道这样子的事情。
You are part of the responsibility of what killed Jesus.
你们对耶稣基督在十字架上被杀，你们是有责任的。
It was your sin that put Jesus on the cross.
是你们的罪使得耶稣基督死在十字架上。
That's why it wrecks them.
所以这使得他们心里觉得扎心。
And I want you guys to understand.
所以我希望你们能够明白。
The person that's saying this is Peter.
是彼得讲的这样子的话。
And you have to understand, Peter before this, he was a coward.
在彼得这样子大胆的宣讲之前，他其实是一个懦夫。
He was like in the Gospels, you hear stories like Peter says, "Hey man, Jesus, I want to be at your right side or left side."
如果你在这个看福音书的话，你就知道这个彼得他这个会说。哎呀，我希望在将来坐在你右边，坐在你左边。
Yeah, I will fight for you.
他说我会为你来争，为耶稣你来征战。
And Jesus knowing what Peter would do.
耶稣基督知道彼得会怎么做。
He says to him,
他对他说
"When I get arrested, you aren't going to deny me
当我被捕的时候，你要否认我三次。如果你看路加福音的第22章的时候，当这个彼得第三次不认主的时候，
because he doesn't want to get arrested or hurt，
因为他不想自己被捕这个受苦。
He says these words，
他说了这样子的话。61节和62节，主转过身来看彼得，彼得便想起主对他说的话，今日鸡叫已先，你要三次不认我，他就出去痛哭。
What here happens is Jesus looks at Peter in the middle of being arrested. He's tied up.
在耶稣基督这个时候发生的情况是，耶稣基督自己被捆锁，然后他看着彼得。
As he rejects him.
当彼得不认主的
时候。And what happens to Peter? His heart is wrecked.
所以彼得发生的什么事情呢？他也是心破碎，好像扎心一样。
It's one thing to say, "Oh, I get it. That I was wrong."
如果我们只是说这个我知道了，我做错的事情，这是一回事情。
It's another thing to feel the responsibility.
但是你觉得你对这件事情是要负责任的，那个的感觉是完全不一样。
It's very different.
那是非常不同。
If your understanding of God is impersonal,
如果你对上帝的认识是一个非个人关系的认识，
then you will probably be disconnected from the fact that you have a personal role in his murder.
那你很可能是因为你对于你参与在耶稣基督的死，你对他的死需要负责的这件事情上是有一个断层的关系。
So therefore, you will not understand.
所以你就没有办法真的明白。
Depth of your sin.
你罪恶的严重性。
Because all it is just a feeling of guilt.
因为你可能只是觉得我有罪。
But when guilt becomes conviction,
当我们的那个罪恶感变成一种的一种信仰上的确信的时候，
it becomes personal.
它变成一种我们是个人的一种的是个人化。
Then you realize you're part of the problem.
你知道你自己是这个整个问题当中的一部分。
It destroys all your pride.
它会摧毁你所有的那个自尊。
It humbles you.
让你变得谦卑。
Breaks your heart.
它会让你的心破碎。
You see, Jesus' love for you and me was absolutely not selfish.
耶稣基督对我们的爱是完全不自私的。
But our way of looking at this world, the way we operate, is very selfish.
而我们对着这个世界的各样的做法，其实是非常自私的。
When you see Jesus on the cross,
当你看见耶稣基督死在十字架上的时候，
He is on there for other people's sins.
他是为了别人的罪在十字架上。
But he's on there for your sins too.
他也是为了你的罪在十字架上，
My sins.
为了我的罪在十字架上，
Our sins.
为了我们的罪在十字架上。
I recently had a student that came to me. I might have shared the story before. I'll share again. I had a student come talk to me.
最近有一个学生来找我，可能跟你们讲，我再说一次。
He came to me. He was like, "Oh, Helicon, I recently found out from a good friend that I am not a nice guy."
他说，Helicon, 我最近从我一个好朋友才跟我这个那边才知道，原来我不是一个好人。
And he was like expecting me to say something nice.
这个他也许希望我跟他讲一点好话。
Yeah, you're not nice.
然后我跟他说 ，Yeah, 你其实并不很好。
He said, "Why didn't you tell me?"
他说你怎么以前都没跟我讲啊
？I said, "I did."
他说，我说 ，Yeah, 我以前跟你说过。
But you didn't listen.
但是你没有听进去。
And one thing I've learned to do.
我学会一件事情。
It's not just to tell people they're wrong; it's to pray for them first.
也不是有时候不是只是跟他讲这个。做错了，有时候是需要先为他祷告。
It's been over a year I've been praying for this guy.
我为他祷告了一年的时间。
And this guy,
这个人
before if I told him not to do it,
以前跟他讲说不要这样子做。
He might go, oh, okay, I won't do it anymore.
他说我以后不做了。
For a few days.
这个就几天之内有效。
Because he kind of feels bad.
因为跟他讲，他觉得心里面觉得不好意思。
But he has no conviction.
但是他心里面没有那个这个确认，或者是那种的被责备的感觉。
For some reason, this time when he heard it from another friend, it became a conviction. 但是不晓得怎么回事，这一次他听了他的朋友跟他讲的时候，他心里面有那样子啊，被那种的被罪责备的感觉。
And so he now always weighs the cost.
所以
he has personal responsibility.
所以他就现在就会思考他个人的这个责任啊，在整个的做事情的事情上。
You guys follow?
我不晓得你明白我这个意思吗？
This is real to me.
这个对我来讲也是真实的。
Because the day I came to understand my personal responsibility of Jesus on the cross.
当我自己知道耶稣基督在十字架上对我个人的意思的那一天。
It was the day that I came to understand that I could no longer live my life the way I used to live it.
也是我知道我不能够再过我从前的生活的。
So in the same way, each one of you must go through the same journey of the heart.
所以同样的，我们每一个人都需要经过这同样的路程。
You should respond exactly like these people here.
你应该像这些人的回应一样，有同样的回应。
They're cut to the heart.
他们觉得扎心。
Brothers, sisters, what shall we do?
他说：“我们弟兄们，我们该怎么做呢？”
So, when the gospel impacts your heart, it wrecks the heart.
当福音影响到你的心的时候，它其实就使你的心破碎。
It just takes me to my final point.
那这就带你到最后的一点。
When we are faced and understand the gospel personally,
当我们面对这个福音，我们亲身来面对这个福音的时候，
I want you to take a look at what Peter says in verse 38.
我要你们看一下这个彼得在三十八节三十九节是怎么说的。彼得说，我们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵，因为这应许是给你们的和你们的儿女，并一切在远方的人，就是主我们神所招来的。四件事情发生了。
The first thing is you repent.
第一是你悔改。
You, second thing is youDesire to be baptized in the name of Jesus. You are baptized in the name of Jesus for the forgiveness of your sins.
第二就是这个接受洗礼。
And it, you get the gift of the Holy Spirit.
然后接下来你领受圣灵的礼物。
And it, lastly, it not only impacts us, it affects our children. It changes the way we operate with people in our lives.
它不但影响我们，也影响我们周围的人，包括我们的子女。
So let me look at, let's break it down to those four points.
让我们把这四点稍微分开来解释一下。
What does it mean to repent?
悔改的意思是什么？
It means your mind, your heart is affected.
是你的心智，你的感情都受到影响。
It means turning a different direction.
告诉你要转向一个不同的方向。
So maybe before you were turning this way and you turned towards God.
也许你过去是照着自己的方向来走，现在你要转向上。
And you can't really turn if you're like one part like this. So you can't do that, right?
你没有办法头向一边，身体向着另外一边走。
The mind and the heart point towards the same direction.
我们的心和我们的方向必须一致。
This is the first thing.
这是第一件事情。
Second thing is
第二
the baptism
是洗礼。
What does it mean to be baptized? It's the physical part.
这是这个我们物质上的这样子的是什么意思呢？
It's this calling to be baptized.
是呼召我们要接受。这个、
This willingness to be physically changed in our lives.
这是让我们在实际的生活里面愿意来接受一个改变。
So not only say that we believe, but also to live a life that reflects the belief.
不但是我们说我们要过一个新的生活，我们要开始真的过一个新的生活。
It's the realization that you are never alone because you have, and my third one, the gift of the Holy Spirit.
你就会意识到你不但不是单独一个人走这个人生的道路，就是我第三点要讲的。有圣灵与你同在。
The Lord, He's with you, the Spirit.
耶稣基督借着圣灵与我们同在。
He guides us, He empowers us to walk the faith life.
他引导我们，加添我们能力，走前面的道路。
The last one of those four.
第四点。
It changes the way we interact with us, ourselves, and with other people.
它改变我们怎么样和我们四周的人来应对。
The relationships.
是关我们与其他人之间的关系。
It changes the way we love.
改变我们怎么去爱人。
The way we talk.
我们怎么样去讲话。
It changes the way we engage in this world, talk to people about it.
也影响到我们怎么样和这个世界
来宣讲我们所认识的神。
I want you to understand.
我希望你们能够明白。
I have a personal story here. I just thought of right now.
啊，我有一个个人的故事，我刚想起来。
I didn't ask the person permission to share.
我没有问这个人可不可以分享这件事情。
Okay, but I'll say this. I some of you here have children.
也许你们当中有人有小孩。
One of your children once shared with me this story.
其中有一个小孩子就跟我讲这一个故事。
That they had experienced seeing their parents change because of the gospel.
他们看见他们的父母因为福音的关系而在生活里面有所改变。
That their parents was this way before, but they were now like this.
他的父母过去是这样子，而现在是这样子。
And it really helped them in their faith.
对他们的信仰就产生了。对这小孩子的信仰就产生了影响。
And so I want to say, when you start to believe, it changes the way you love your children.
当你开始相信的时候，你就改变了你对你小孩子的爱的方式。
And I'm going to take you back a quick step, but when Peter quotes Joel in Acts chapter 2,
当彼得在使徒行传第二章引用约珥的话的时候，
there's a part of the text he says, in verse 17, and verse 18.
在他讲二章十七十八节那里的时候，十七十八节他讲说，神说在末后的日子，我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的，你们的儿女要说预言，你们的少年人要见异象，老年人要做异梦，在那些日子，我要将我的灵浇灌我的仆人和使女，他们就要说预言。
Okay, and they shall prophesy. Yeah, this is good. The reason I bring this up is because in Acts 2, when Peter shares this,
我要讲的是当彼得在第二章这样子分享这个事情的时候，
I want you to notice in verse 17 it says sons and daughters.
我让你们注意到的是在十七节那里讲到你们的这个儿女少年人。
The gospel as it changes you, it's meant to be shared with men and women.
福音是试着要改变我们无论是男是女。
It affects the way you interact with the other gender too.
那同时也改变了你对其他的异性的一个相处的方式。
It says here young men and old men.
他讲到说少年人和老年人
generations are not what binds us, separates us.
那这个我们的世代的代沟就不再成为我们的阻拦。
It addresses servants.
他也讲到这里面的使女
It overpasses social economic status.
他也让我们的这个社会的阶级被移开。
This message is for all.
这个是给所有人的这个信息。
I love it because Peter doesn't really talk about other cultures. He just talks about these different classes.
这个我喜欢这个地方，因为彼得他没有讲到其他的文化，他就讲到是他们社会里面的不同的人阶级。
But later on in Acts 10, God shows him to Cornelius' story.
但是到了后来在使徒行传第十章的时候，就讲到哥利牛的故事。
Because the gospel, when you encounter the gospel and you believe it, it changes your heart. It changes everything about.
当我们接受了福音以后他就在我们对所有的事情的看法上引起了改变。
You cannot just be a Christian by your words.
你不能够只是在嘴里说你是一个基督徒。
Everything is transformed.
你的生命要整体的被改变。
And so today, Peter's sharing is a reflection of what it looks like to journey in Christ.
彼得他的分享是讲到我们一个人认识主的一个
What happens when we dare to share the gospel?
当我们怎么样愿意敢于去分享这个福音，
right. It engages the mind.
能够使得使用互相使用心智来认识。
We share the gospel.
我们也分享耶稣基督的这福音。
Right. It wrecks the heart.
它同时也让人觉得扎心破碎。
And people respond in worship.
而人就因此对上帝有一个委身。
So today we come before.Our Savior.
所以今天我们来到救主的面前。
And we are, I'm inviting those that are baptized in Jesus Christ.
邀请所有在主耶稣基督里面已经接受洗礼的。
Those that have been baptized to partake in communion.
来一起分享主的圣餐。
Communion, what is that?
主餐圣餐是什么呢？
It is remembrance of what Jesus Christ has done.
是来纪念主耶稣基督为我们所做的事情。
It's to again remind us how the gospel wrecked our hearts.
再一次提醒我们， 这福音怎么样让我们觉得扎心。
So, let me pray for us to close the sermon, and as we enter into communion, and I'll explain the rest of it.
然后让我们一起祷告，然后我们开始今天的圣餐。
Father God,
父神。
We give you all the praise for this day.
我们献上我们的赞美。
Thank you for this reminder by Peter's response.
我们谢谢你借着彼得给我们让我们有所反应。
This very first sermon that's ever been heard.
这个是关于福音的第一篇的信息。
How powerful it is.
是何等的有能力。
And now we come before you humbled by the fact that your gospel is so rich.
来到你面前谦卑在你的面前因为你福音是如此的丰富。
And we want to give you this time.
我们要把下面的时间给你。
Let us come before you today to communion.
在圣餐的面前一起来到你的面前。
Reflecting how your grace has saved each one of us.
想到你的救恩怎么样救赎了我们的。
This is by your foreknowledge.
这是你自己造先。
Your definite plan.
你自己的预定的旨意。
Come, Lord Jesus, prepare our hearts for you, for worship of you.
让我们预备心能够来敬拜你。
In Jesus Christ's name.
奉耶稣基督的名这样祷告。
So today, when I talk about communion, I want you to consider these three points that I usually share. Communion is for us to reflect, to concentrate on what God has done.
福音我今天要是让大家提醒大家知道是让我们记得神所做的事情。
It's to commemorate the gospel and this, our Savior and his actions.
我们纪念这福音耶稣基督为我们所做的事情。
And to celebrate the hope that God has given us.
也来庆祝我们神所给我们的盼望。
1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 26, Paul quotes Jesus saying these words.
在哥林哥前书十一章的地方保罗引用耶稣基督的话说
He says For as often as you eat this bread you drink this cup you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes
你们每逢吃着饼喝着杯是表明主的死直到他来
I know some of you here probably have pretty difficult lives
也许我们当中我知道可能有一个非常艰难的生活
For some of us here, it's not too bad.
对许多人来讲，也许比较容易。
Each one of you that have professed to know Jesus, who have been baptized, you are invited to come and remember what Christ has first done, that surpasses all your needs, your fears, your life.
每一个在我们当中任性并且接受洗礼的，我们邀请你一起来这个圣餐的桌前，知道神他自己的恩典，他的能力，能够带我们超越我们自己生命。各样的困境
to give us hope.
也给我们盼望。
So today, how we're going to do communion is we are going to, we're going to have the ushers come up and they're going to pass out the bread. And we're going to take the bread together, those that are baptized believers. And afterwards, after we've taken the bread together, we will separately take the drink.
我们今天会请司师为我们把这个饼发出去以后，我们请大家等候一起，最后我们一起来饮用。这个饼，然后之后我们还会分别还会再发出这个主的杯，然后我们也是一样，最后一起饮用。
And as you wait for the elements, I ask that you pray, you reflect, you concentrate, you commemorate, you celebrate what Jesus has done.
当这个你们拿到这个主的杯跟饼的时候，你们可以祷告来纪念主的作为，并且。受到这个盼望的这个恩典，
所以让
我们为这个圣餐来祷告。
Father, we thank you again.
我想我们再一次来感谢你
for what you have done.
为你所做的事情
，and how you have asked us to remember you in the community.
也提醒我们借着圣餐来纪念。
If our baptisms are like a wedding, as my friend Preston says,